find ourselves during the period of Elul, and for some people that's a very scary time. It's very, very nerve-wracking, aggravating perhaps. Scary. It's a scary time. I mean, everything that happened this past year, all the sorrows that we had, the pain, the tremendous amount of tragedies that existed amongst the Jewish people, the war, all of that was decreed last Rosh Hashanah. So on some level, we're anticipating a very scary day, upcoming Rosh Hashanah. What's it going to mean for us? What's it going to mean for the Jewish people? And through that fear, it allows certain people, perhaps many of us, to start rethinking things. What am I doing with my life? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? What are my goals? But what gets a little bit lost under the table is another time period that we find ourselves in. And that is called the Zayin D'Nechemta. The 7 weeks from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, where we read a separate Haftorah every single week about Nechama, about comfort. Hashem comforting the Jewish people from the destruction. I mean, at the time of the Churban HaBayis, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we were lost. We have nothing. Zilch. What's going to be? Despair. And then there's 7 weeks building up until Rosh Hashanah where Hashem is comforting us. And at first glance, it really has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It just, after Tisha B'Av, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we need to be recharged. And for some reason, magic number 7, for some reason that's the number with everything in Judaism, you get 7 weeks of Nechama, of comfort. But Avud Raham lived in the 1400s, and this is quoted by the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch. He says that there is a specific relationship between these 7 weeks, these Zayin Shavuos D'Nechemta, and Rosh Hashanah. From Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, there's a progression. And he points out an incredible insight into the first words of each of the Haftorahs. The first Haftorah, after Tisha B'Av, the famous Shabbos, even got a name to it, Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Hashem goes and tells the Navi, tells the prophet, go tell the Jewish people. Relax, guys. My nation will have some comfort. A Nechama. So Hashem sends a message through the Navi to the Jewish people to have a Nechama. But the second week, the Haftorah says, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. The Jewish people then go to the Navi and say, excuse me, look, Navi, we like you. You help us. But we don't want to be comforted through the Navi. No middlemen. We want to be direct with the top. We want to be comforted with Hashem. Hashem, if he's going through the Navi, if he's going through the middle manager, then we feel like Hashem has still forsaken us. He's still not involved. The third week, Ania Soara Lo Nuchama. The Navi goes and gives this message back to Hashem. He says, Lo Nuchama, Hashem, you told me to go say Nachamu Nachamu Ami. I got there. They said, if Hashem's not talking to us direct, then we don't receive any level of comfort. Comes the fourth week, this is Leah Shabbos, Hashem goes and says himself, not the Navi, he goes direct from the top down to the people. Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. It's me. I'm going to be the one that's going to go ahead and give a Nechama. And then this week's Parsha, and next week's Parsha's Kiseitze and Kisavo, the Navi starts off, Rani Akaralo Yelada, Rani, rejoicing. All right. Hashem is coming to me direct. He called me up straight. The secretary didn't call me, it was him. I'm ecstatic. Kumiori, let's get up. Let's rejoice. Hashem wants to speak to me. He's coming to me directly to give me comfort. And then finally, the seventh Haftorah, immediately preceding Rosh Hashanah, is Sos Asis Ba Hashem. I'm going to rejoice with Hashem. We're going to dance together. We're so connected. And the Navi then continues. He says, "So sasis ba Hashem, tagel nafshi velokai. My soul is just rejoicing with God. Ki hilbishani bigdayeshe. He's clothed me. He's given me garments, special garments. Kechasan yechahin pe'er. I'm going to be like a chasan, a bridegroom who exalts himself with splendor. Ukekala tade keleha. Like a bride who bedecks herself with jewelry. I'm like a chasan and a kala. I'm clothed by Hashem like a chasan and a kala." Says the Dubna Magid, what's this? The chasan and the kala? Are we wearing nice clothing now? You got a nechami wearing nice clothing? He says as follows. Picture the following scenario. You have a chasan and a kala sitting under their chuppah. They've been waiting so long to get married. Finally, each one met their match. They're sitting there with the rabbi. And the rabbi says, "Wow, chasan, you look pretty happy. I've never seen you so happy. Kala, shh, look at that smile." And the chasan says, of course I'm ecstatic. Don't you see my suit? This thing costs $1,080. The tie, handmade by my great-grandmother. It's priceless. I can't even buy it anymore. The shoes, look at my shoes. Look how shiny they are. How could I not? I never had a suit like this. Of course I'm ecstatic. And then the rabbi goes to the kala. She says, "Whoever thought I could afford a dress like this? I spent all my money on this dress. How could I not be happy?" Says Dubna Magid, "Would anyone ever think that anyone could say such a thing? Of course not. It's ludicrous. What's the chasan and the kala, even with all their clothing, special clothing, not even thinking about the clothing. They don't even remember what they wore at their chasana." Important tip for anyone who's going to get married, don't worry about anything. You're not going to remember anything anyway. They don't care about what they're wearing. All they care about is the fact that they found their match and they're going to have this relationship. That's why they're glowing. That's why they're so excited. Everything else is not important. The seventh week of Nechama, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we go to Hashem and we're so sasis b'Hashem, we're rejoicing in Hashem like a chasan and a kala. Even if Mashiach came and even if we're not under the subjugation of other nations and we're able to live freely, healthily, we're living it up. That's not important. The main thing is that we're living with Hashem. We're married to Hashem, and that is how we're rejoicing. And boom, then comes Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? We speak about the whole time, Melech, Hashem is the king. For some of us, ooh, that's scary. He's a king. He could do bad things to us. He could punish us. That's all true. But the Maharal says that the word Melech, Mem Lamed Chaf, is actually the backwards order of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chaf Lamed Mem. Mem Lamed Chaf is the reverse order. Mem Lamed Chaf goes towards which letter? The Yud. The Melech, Hashem, when we speak about Melech, it's the Midah, it's the character trait of Hashem that He connects to the Yud. He connects to the Ten, to the congregation, to the Minyan, to the Jewish people. He's not someone that's out there. He connects. He's together with us. He's married to us. And not just to the ten, to the bigger Jewish people, but the Maharal says the Yud is the smallest letter. To every individual, to every single person, Hashem is connecting. That's what we're thinking about at the time of Rosh Hashanah. Hashem's our Melech. What does that mean? Like, I have a relationship with Him. I could speak to Him. I could talk to Him whenever I want. The famous Rav Chaskel Abramsky was known to have people standing next to him at the Kotel when he would just speak in Yiddish to Hashem. No Tehillim in front of him, no sitter necessarily in front of him. Just speak from the heart. Hashem, let's schmooze. Let's talk it up. You know, unfortunately nowadays, relationships, real relationships between a husband and a wife could be through texting, which is totally superficial, it's not real, you can't hear the person's voice, you can't see the person's face, you can't get into the person, you can't, right? The only person you can't text is Hashem. The relationship that we could have with Hashem, direct, speak from the heart, Hashem, help me, Help me have a great zman. Help me be healthy. Help my family. Help my friends. Help me love Torah. You get to speak whatever we want. We're able to. And Rav Pinkus says that the root of the word tefillah is palel. Palel means lihit kasher, to connect. That's what tefillah is all about. It's about connecting to Hashem. And the Nefesh HaChaim says the only reason we're able to daven to Hashem is because Hashem is our melech. Because Hashem is the king, and what king means is that he connects with us, therefore we have that line. We're able to talk to him all day and all night. So as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, yes, we have to do tshuva, for sure. We have to think about areas where we need improvement, to try to become great and awesome people. But a very big ingredient of that is recognizing that we have this awesome, incredible relationship with Hashem. And we're building towards it. Like B'nai Yisrael said at the time, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we felt far away, we felt divorced. We want to come back, but not through intermediaries, no secretaries, no answering machines. Straight to the top. Hashem, we want you. And Hashem said, oh, you want me? You got it. I'm coming down, I'm going to connect with you, I'm with you, we could dance together, we could get married, we could be ecstatic with the relationship. And the more we think about what does that relationship mean to me? How does that affect my day? How does it affect the way I speak? How does it affect my Limud HaTorah? What does it mean? The more we'll be able to grow and prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. My bracha to all of us is that through our appreciation of tefillah, which as we said is to really speak and to connect, we'll be zocha to the best Rosh Hashanah possible, a Rosh Hashanah where we'll have a beautiful year of bracha, tzlacha, bringing all the Jewish people together to recognize Hashem, to recognize that amazing relationship that we have been merited to have, to know about in this Beis Medrash. Everyone should know about it. We should feel it. We should live it. We should be zocheh to harbi bracha.